Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Damon Brew Show. Personally, it's great to be back myself after a big, long vacation. The one thing that I really did overseas was pay attention to the Warriors. That's the one thing I went out of my way to find in a bar to stay up late to stream. And it was to watch them go through the Houston Rockets and then home yesterday to see them take out the Portland Trail Blazers in Game 1. Game 2 is coming up later this week, and talking to us right now is Harrison Barnes. There was a triple-double. There were three double-doubles. He was one of the double-doubles last night while Klay Thompson dropped a playoff career-high 37. Boy, things really worked in that opener against the Trail Blazers. Congratulations, Harrison. It's probably nice to get off on a good note.
Yeah, it feels good, man, and especially when I'm able to do an interview with one of the biggest romantics in sports media, taking his now fiancée to Paris. I mean, that was big time. I just want to just acknowledge that before we get too far into the interview.
Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. This is doing terrible things for my image. People think that I'm all soft and romantic now. I'm just going to have to put a body on somebody during one of these interviews. I'm really going to, just to show everyone I still got it. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, you got a sensitive side, that's all. You're a big-time player, man. We know how you roll. I mean, I've never been to Paris, but I heard it's nice, you know? You're just doing you.
You'll love it. I tell you, go to Paris. You don't have to get engaged, but if you do, boy, she's going to like it. Just trust me on that. That works.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah. You should keep a lot of your options open, and we'll talk about that during the offseason as well. But right now, against the Trailblazers, you know, a lot of people, how about this? Well, I was in Paris. I did an interview with the New York Times. I've never been contacted about any team's injury before at any point in time in my career out here until everyone was waiting for Steph's MRI. And a writer from the New York Times called me while I was in Paris to ask about it. And I said, I'm going to be the first to tell you, not that it's no big deal, but this team is going to be fine if Steph Curry can rejoin them a little bit later on in the postseason, somewhere in the Western Conference Finals, NBA Finals. This team can get there. That's how good and balanced they were. And you guys have been demonstrating that ever since I gave that interview. Are you surprised by the ease which you dispatched Houston and started with Portland without number 30 on the court?
Well, there's definitely no replacing him. I mean, you know, what Steph brings to this team, you know, when he's on the court and obviously when he's playing, it's just, you know, the best in the league. But I think what also is a big strength of our team is just our depth. I mean, we have so many guys who are just ready to step up, ready to play. Sean Livingston stepped up. He's been big for us. Mo Space has been, he's been consistent. He's been playing well for us. Ian Clark has stepped up. He's been big for us. Andre's playing at an extremely high level. So our bench allows us to be really who we are. So, you know, when Steph goes out, I think that, you know, everyone has stepped up and we've been able to, you know, continue to win games, continue to play how we do.
You did a real good job on the glass last night, pulling down 12 rebounds. We saw Bogut protecting the rim. Everybody's crashing glass right now. Draymond's full will to win is on display with his rejections and the defensive intensity. And last night, you know, I heard him talking about, you know, look, we can score. We're the Warriors. We can score with or without anybody on this team. Playing defense opens up the offense faster than anything. And if we just go into games as a defensive-minded team, we're going to be all right night in and night out. And that's pretty much what we saw. You guys play defense like that, I don't know who's standing in your way. I don't care who is back from an MRI or not.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we hang our hats on. It's just, you know, our defense, our versatility, our ability to, you know, have multiple guys who can guard multiple positions. And, you know, that was a huge focus for us going into that game. I mean, they have two, you know, great scorers in their backcourt. We try to make things difficult for them. But, you know, once you get that rebound, push and go, push and transition. I mean, that's our best offense. You know, it's not necessarily getting in the half court set and running plays. It's, you know, getting a stop, getting a steal, a block shot through him, whatever it is, and just running.
Harrison Barnes of the Golden State Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. So, having said all that, how is Steph looking to you? How is he moving around during practice? Did he run with you guys at all?
Oh, man, I know you're going to. You're not going to get a quote from me saying how he's doing, because if he's doing better than what I say he's doing, then it's going to say, like, I'm lowballing. And if he's doing worse than what I say, then, you know, I'll get killed for that. But, you know, he's progressing fine. You know, whenever he feels, you know, great, he'll be back out there with us. And, you know, we want him to obviously take as much time as he needs, because him at 100% is, you know, what we want.
There's no doubt. And you guys have been having success. I mean, I think the MVP plays when the MVP says he's ready to go. That's the way I would handle business. But at the same time, every day, every night you can buy before he gets back out on the court and does it for real is probably a good thing. And having said that, I'd like to see him get a game or two before you step into the next round. Not to give any disrespect to Portland here, but I don't know if you noticed or not, but San Antonio Spurs are not fooling around this postseason right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm always focused on, you know, the series that we have at hand, but, you know, you check the score, you know, watch games if it's, you know, if it's on TV and that type of stuff. And, you know, they're looking impressive right now. So, you know, as long as we can just, you know, continue to hold down the floor, you know, do what we do, you know, let Steph, you know, come back healthy, whether that means he gets a game in the series or not. That's what we're going to try to do. And like I said, you know, making sure he comes back at 100% is the most important thing for us right now.
Harrison, there are a lot of guys on your team that are getting all NBA accolades, another MVP for Steph coming up, coach of the year for Kerr. I would think that Andrew Bogut and Sean Livingston have to be on anybody's what-if team in the NBA. Looking at how good they are, looking at how skilled both of these guys are, and looking at how both their careers have kind of been defined for Livingston, one gruesome injury, for Andrew Bogut early in his career, a sequence of never-ending injuries, and they're both so good. I mean, they're incredible basketball players that having, you know, if injury had been avoided with these guys, I wonder if we're looking at them in a much different light, in Hall of Fame light. I'm wondering what they might have been, given that they're both unbelievable basketball players, having overcome all they have right now.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I think when you look at both those guys, what makes them not only the great players that they are right now, but the leaders that they are, is because they went through those injuries and the mental toughness that they got from that. And both of them have had to reshape their games, reshape their diets, you know, how they live. I mean, all that type of stuff went into those injuries. And, you know, it's like, okay, you know, what if they never would have got hurt? Well, it's like, well, maybe the game would have came easy to them early on. You know, maybe they would have, you know, been in different situations. Maybe they would have got complacent. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe they would be in the Hall of Fame. You know, it's so hard to play that game, but I can say that, you know, because of those injuries, it's made them better character people and better players. And I think last year, kind of winning a championship, it was definitely a testament to how hard those guys have worked to, you know, disprove all the doubters and people saying, you know, Sean, you know, you'll never play basketball again. Andrew, you know, you'll never be the same player again. You know, for these guys to go and be contributing factors on a championship team, I mean, that's the best feeling you can have.
Now, there's an awful lot of Golden State Warriors, you among them, who could be on the upcoming Summer Olympic basketball team, and there's going to be a lot of debate whether or not Steph should or shouldn't play, given the injury and blah, 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 blah. But this is a really unbelievable honor that you, Steph Curry, Draymond, Iguodala, and Clay are among the 31 finalists. I doubt that there's been many teams with more players, you know, pinpointed as finalists as the Warriors have for an Olympic team right now. USA Men's Basketball is going to be making a stop at Oracle Arena for an exhibition game coming up on July 26th. They're going to be playing against a FIBA Asian Zone champion, China. The Warriors wanted me to promote this a little bit, and I'll do it because I absolutely love Olympic basketball. For tickets, fans can visit warriors.com. I mean, I know you got an awful lot going on right now. You got the playoffs. You got a Game of Thrones seasons that we're going to talk about here. Is the Olympics in the back of your mind in any way, shape, or form?
I mean, as a basketball player, that's something that we any basketball player always watches as a kid. I mean, every summer it's been on. You know, I always watch it, and you know, if I were to be able to be on that team, I mean, that would be a dream come true. But at the same time, you have to pay your dues. I mean, there's a lot of great players that have played on Olympic teams, and how USA Basketball works is, if those guys choose to want to play again, those who have gone and won gold medals, and they get first shot. So there's a lot of winning in line, but it's still in the future, a long time from now. And if I'm fortunate enough to be on that team, I mean, that would be a huge honor.
Let's talk about your immediate assignment for game two. What will you be focusing on as you get ready for Portland tomorrow night?
Same focus that was last game. I mean, just trying to give as much help and support as I can on Lillard and McCollum. I mean, they can score with the best of them, dynamic backcourt, and they're going to make shots, but you just want to try to make it difficult for them, as much as you can, whether that's at the rim, whether that's in a pick and roll, whatever it may be. And just trying to make, those other guys step up and beat you. If you let, Damian or CJ get into a rhythm early on to get confidence, it can be a long night. You saw that earlier in the year at Portland after the All-Star break. So just trying to make things difficult for them.
When Klay goes for a playoff high 37, do you walk up into him in the locker room and say, I saw you do that in a quarter once. Why are you slowing down?
No, it was great. We always really get on about, his missed shots because, he takes those so personally. And it's like, Klay, you had 37. He's like, I know, but I missed that 1-3. It should have just went in. It's like, maybe next time, buddy. Maybe next time. Keep shooting. But, nah, he's been great this playoffs. And just to see him getting in a good rhythm and see him get things going, it's great.
It certainly buys more time for number 30 to recover. And very good job. Raymond Ritter and Dan Martinez are going to be very happy with your non-answer Steph Curry answer. You did a very good job. I can tell you've been working on that like a jab step or something. Let's wrap up with this, because while I was gone, there was another piece of news that certainly affects your immediate world right now, even though he's still with the team and coaching. Luke Walton will become the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a great opportunity for him. I think it's a good hire for them. What will the subtraction be for the Golden State Warriors when he's not around this offseason and into next season?
Man, I mean, first and foremost, I'm super happy for Luke. I mean, I know that was his dream job, to play for that team, to win a championship for that team, then go coach that team. I mean, that's huge. And, I'm super happy for him, but, man, we're going to miss his personality. I mean, Luke is he's a true one of one. I mean, just how he acts, how he jokes, just his vibe when he's on practice and around the guys all the time. It's hard to replace that. And, we're definitely going to miss him. But, we have to just beat him four times a year.
Well, I can tell you, if I'm Luke Walton and I'm looking to install a Warrior-like system, I might look for an open market Warrior-like player to bring with me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
At that point, that's just tampering.
Oh, that's tampering? All right. Well, we don't now. Now Adam Silver is proud of you and your answers. They just keep on getting better and better. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know you're a big Game of Thrones fan. What have you thought about how the season started?
Man, the first episode was great. Still haven't confirmed yet whether or not Jon's dead. I don't think he is. I think he's going to come back at some point in time. Hopefully not. They don't wait to the very last episode of the season to announce that he's alive, but we shall see. But I'm going to watch the second episode tonight because I didn't have a chance to watch it last night.
Oh, so you're behind an episode then?
I am.
Okay.
But I heard it's good. I heard it's really good. Everyone's talking about it today.
Well, that's the thing. So a lot of people were complaining about how the first episode was too much like recap, setup. They didn't deliver much. Episode 2 delivers an awful lot of what episode 1 was setting up. I think you're going to like it an awful lot. No spoilers for you. We won't ruin it. And all I can tell you is that make sure, because I know you listen to the show, you miss that 3:45 segment on Mondays, because that's when we do post Game of Thrones and we recap the episode. So obviously you missed that today. Make sure you catch it next Monday. I'll know you love it. Harrison,
I appreciate that.
Thank you. And we're also very much looking forward to the debut of the Harrison Barnes Show. Whenever that does indeed happen, we do settle all bets here. Lannisters pay their debts on 95.7 The Game. Thank you. Continued health and success to you. Get Steph better for us. Rest up. Get ready. Take game two and head up to Portland 2-0. Thanks as always, Harrison.
Thanks for the time, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.